Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Miami to Boca, hanging bacon in your Boca, followed by a cornbread chaser.
How you feeling, man? That was, I know that was tough.
That was rough. That was rough. That's not my normal menu.
What'd you have for dinner?
Petit filet.
So you had bacon, cornbread, and then a petit filet?
Yeah.
Well, you embarrass me constantly.
Well, I should have brought it up with Will. Will and I both ordered petit filets, and we felt great at our end of the table.
Just saying the word petite gets just gets.
Well, it's
to
funny because they don't call it that. It's just an 8 ounce or a 12 ounce, and so I say, "Well, I'll have the petite filet," and you know, and like she was looking, and then Will's like, "Oh, I will also have the petite filet." And everybody at the table, you know, had the same reaction that you do. And then you know me, I like to amp it up a little bit. How would you like it? I go, well done, please, with some ketchup. And Andy Slater was about to throw me out of the restaurant. And that was just for the bit, by the way. But Andy Slater, when I said well done with ketchup, please, he was about to throw me out of the restaurant.
You're not hungry. Like you're just going out through life. Like you eat salmon packets all day. You're not hungry.
No, but last night, honestly, this was at NYY Steak at,
oh my goodness. I know that meat was good.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. But we had bacon to start with cornbread. They also had brought baskets of rolls and they do like warm pretzels that they bring beforehand. And then we all had a Caesar salad, our own, like not splitting one. Everybody had a Caesar salad. And then I had the filet, but we also got garlic mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, French fries, creamed corn, and spinach.
Okay.
Goodness.
Then we had this giant cookie ice cream thing that they brought for the table, but they brought a giant Yoo-hoo float. And so I had this Yoo-hoo float. I was bursting at the seams, but how could I not have the Yoo-hoo float?
Yeah.
So I had that. Then I had a cup of coffee. And then at 3 a.m, I had a reverse Yoo-hoo float.
They didn't cook that quality of meat well done, did they?
I didn't get it well done. No. I did that to get the table riled up. I did not have it well done. I just wanted the reaction from the rest of the table ordering it well done with ketchup. I did. I had it medium. Medium.
Yeah, that's what you got. That's as far as you go.
Yeah.
Acceptable.
As far as you go was medium.
Yeah. And it was fantastic. That NYY steak is just
it's stupid
unbelievable.
Good. I went there a couple months ago, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. So right now at Caneswear in Davie, it's their Tuesday celebration. Remember yesterday at Caneswear, you had Etu Losterinen and Anton Lundell and then Jonah Gadjevich and AJ Greer. And there's pictures on the Caneswear social media accounts. You can see what was going on. So right now at Caneswear, Nico Mikula and Nate Schmidt, they are having their signings right now at Caneswear in Davie. That's University Drive, right next to La Spada's, very close to Twin Peaks. And then tomorrow, wait, I take that back. Right. Mikula and Schmidt are there now till 4:15. Tonight, Sasha Barkov, 5:45 till 7:15.
Wow.
Sasha Barkov at Canesware and Davie tonight. You can go to Canesware.com. You can go to Panthersware.com, or you can just show up at Canesware, but you got to buy tickets. Tomorrow, Aaron Ekblad and Gustav Forsling, 2:45 till 4:15. Thursday, Sam Reinhart, 3:30 till 5. Sudden Sam Reinhart, 3:30 till 5.
That's not his nickname.
And Carter Verhaeghe, Swaggy P. Carter Verhaeghe on Thursday, 6:30 till 8. He's Swaggy P. That's legit.
His name doesn't have a P in it.
It does not. I think True. He's just Swaggy. He's just Swaggy.
Swaggy P.
Swaggy.
His name is Carter Verhaeghe. There's no P anywhere around his name.
Oh, yeah? How about Panthers, playoffs, and parade? May I continue, counselor?
My bad.
So go to PanthersWear.com. Canesware, of course, is on University Drive in Davie. They have got you covered. Even if you look at their website, Canesware.com or PanthersWear.com, you will see all the championship merch that is available and shop till your heart is full. But if you want to meet some of the marquee Florida Panthers, you're going to do it at Canesware. Again, right now, Nico Mikula and Nate Schmidt, Sasha Barkov later tonight, Aaron Ekblad, Gustav Forsling tomorrow, Sam Reinhart, Sudden Sam Reinhart, Carter Verhaeghe on Thursday. Buy your tickets now. Space is limited. Go to PanthersWear.com or visit Canesware on University Drive in Davie. We have some incredible news to share. This is legitimately incredible. I'm kvelling, as they say in Yiddish. Alejandro Solana has just been named by the Miami New Times best sports radio personality in Miami.
Hey, 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 hey.
That is, I'm not being facetious, a huge honor.
It is. Le Sol on the beat.
New Times knows what they're doing. And Alex Solana, we call him Alejandro, has been named 2025 Best Sports Radio Personality in Miami. This is what they write. Whether producing the Hawk and Crowder show on 560 WQAM or working as executive producer for the Miami Dolphins radio broadcasts, Alex Solana is the quintessential showroom example of what new age fans love to see in their sports media. He's a local guy, graduate of Florida International University. He's grown up under the local landscape, dating back to 2016. Solana, offering his takes on all things Miami sports, brings a blend of humor, insight, and genuine fandom that makes him both lovable and hilarious. He's not afraid to be passionate or poke fun, making his voice resonate with the diehard fans who devour AM sports radio in 2025. He's become a trusted part of the South Florida sports talk scene, one hot take or bit segment at a time.
Oh, I'm going to regret this. He is very good at what he does from our show for now, 7 years, to the preheat, to the post heat, to the Dolphin pregame stuff with him. And I listen all the time. I text him all the time, even though he doesn't respond most of the times when I text him that what he's saying is goofy, but Solana is very good at this radio thing. I've been in over a decade. Solana, you got something. And now he's going to say something really damn goofy that's going to make me regret all the love I just gave him.
No, I appreciate that, Crowder. I really do. And Hawk, I appreciate it. I'm just happy people are finally noticing that I've been carrying you two guys for a couple of years. I mean, come on.
Telling you, we for those who aren't aware, I think we made it very official. And certainly if you watch any of the clips on YouTube or you listen to the imaging on the radio show, but his name is on the show. He's part of the show. He's not just the executive producer. He's a co-host. There's three hosts of this show. It's Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. And we got in a little bit early before the market went up. Yeah. You know, we were about 2-3 weeks early before the market skyrocketed. So others are seeing what we saw, but that really is a fantastic honor. It is well-deserved. You play a character many times on this show that's a difficult character to play. Sometimes I wish you were playing a character and it's actually real. But that's for another show. That's not for today where we celebrate you. But this has just been released from the Miami New Times. Alejandro Solana is the Sports Radio Personality of the Year. Congratulations, Alejandro Solana. Just a rough go of it for Jimmy the last couple of weeks. Didn't get his name on the show. Didn't get mentioned in the Miami New Times.
Snubbed.
Doesn't have a gaming chair. It's just a rough go. But, Jimmy, everybody's time comes. Everybody's time comes. So it's Solana's time right now. You got to be happy for your teammate.
I am very happy for my teammate. Right.
He's got that V-neck, at least.
I feel like we're going to have a who did Kevin Durant punch in the face? I think it was Jordan Poole.
Draymond Green, yeah.
I think we might, Draymond Green, yeah. I think we might have a Draymond Green, Jordan Poole situation brewing next time Jimmy and Solana are together.
Hey, Jimmy, call Miami New Times and get some clarity.
Yeah, you know what? Call Miami New Times and ask for the help desk.
Telling anyway, y'all congrats, my favorite Solana. Segment.
That's very cool. Congrats.
Thank you. That is, thanks to the Miami New Times, cool. By the way. That's cool, man. Seriously. And now
let's do three. Headlines.
The big three. Hey,
you can't just cut off all the man of the day, Hawk. How you gonna cut off the man of the
this
day?
This is going to be classic. Just an interminable remaining out of 2 hours and 45 minutes, however long we have to go. Because, I mean, look what we've created. I thought it was bad just putting his name on the show. He hasn't shown up to the studio since his name went on the show. Has not shown up to the studio.
It's a good gig you guys carved out for yourselves. Crazy.
Well, I didn't think I was carving it out for you, too. I thought I was just putting your name on the show. I didn't think it was going to change this much.
No, but now, you guys
now
have
wait
one.
Till you see what happens.
How many New Times awards do you have, Hawk? You have one. How many times have you won that award? Two times? One time?
Hawk has two or three. Yeah, I got one.
You got so we have the same amount?
We're tied now.
Noted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just want to know.
Noted. Anyway, that is really cool. Very cool. Damn. Very cool. In fact, the last time I won one, Solana got me a mirror ball.
ball?
A disco ball. I don't know why he called it a mirror ball, but
he don't know what things are. Yeah.
Did you call that a mirror ball?
No, what I
It's a mirror ball.
A disco ball.
It is a mirror ball. I mean, that is what it's called.
Never been called that in the history of time.
Never.
Guys, I mean, who grew up around discos and who didn't? This is a mirror ball.
It's a disco ball.
I understand that, but it's a mirror ball.
Jesus Christ.
Were you on Dancing with the Stars?
This is why Solana's beating us, Hawk. Solana's beating us because you call it a mirror ball.
But they don't really send you a trophy. And so as a goof, he sent me this trophy, which was mirror ball, which makes no sense for radio. And it's one of my prized possessions. I love this thing.
Again, it was either between the disco ball or a golf trophy. A little guy taking a drive. It was between that or what I ultimately settled on. That.
My two most prized possessions. This. And a handwritten note from Jimmy Flanagan.
Wow.
That's your life.
It just said, we appreciate all the love on and off the air. Thank
is
you,
that
Jimmy.
No, no? Is that a saying, note? Like,
those are your prized possessions of your entire life.
Correct. Yeah, my house was burning down right now. These are the two things I'd grab. Everything else is expendable.
Hawk, can that be considered a note? Crowder, doesn't a note have to have more than one sentence?
Man, he wrote that.
What do you want, a love letter? Like I says, I appreciate everything you do on and off the air. Let me see your letter from Jimmy Flanagan.
Man, touche.
You have a period in it, and it was just a...
it's more of a text. No, he sent you a text.
That's a text. They sent him a text.
I'd love to be on text terms with Jimmy Flanagan.
Oh, speaking of Jordan Poole, he just got traded.
What?
Yeah, we got a little Shams bomb. The Pelicans are trading CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second rounder to the Washington Wizards. No Zion. For Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey and the number 40 pick in the upcoming NBA draft at the second rounder, which means Zion Williamson has a new running mate in New Orleans, Jordan Poole.
If you think Zion Williamson will actually still be in New Orleans by the time the season starts.
Correct.
I have my doubts. Look,
you mean running mate on the court or party friend?
Both.
Well, certainly not running mate on a track.
Zion has never ran around an entire track nonstop in his life.
Anyway, let's do headlines here with the award-winning Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Can't wait to hear this weather.
Oh, my God.
The only track Zion's ran around is the inside of a racetrack, the gas station.
Hey. Right. He's getting one-liners now. Look, we have created a monster.
But I mean, come on, that one? After you just won an award? You just walked up to win an award?
That's why they read articles about me, fellas.
You don't understand what we just created, huh?
Said racetrack. Inside of a racetrack.
The joke there is maybe like, let me tell you, if that guy's on a racetrack, I'd like to see the jockey who's riding him. It's somewhere along there. It's not the racetrack, the gas station.
The gas station. The snack route. Yeah, that wasn't. I get it.
Speaking of racetracks, I saw boiled peanuts. They're going viral right now across social media. People are fascinated with boiled peanuts and the fact that you can just go and literally take boiled peanuts, put them into a little container and walk out with them. Young people are Crowder. I mean, you've been on boiled peanuts for years. This is
racetracks has that for 2 decades.
I'm ahead of the game.
That's how I am with Aperol Spritz.
And that's never going to catch on.
That, like everyone at dinner last night, people are going, oh, that's Aperol Spritz. That's like that hot new drink. And I'm like, yes, it is. I invented it.
Hot new drink.
It is. I'm sorry. But if you don't think Aperol Spritz is having a moment right now, you are mischaracterizing what's going on in the world.
So you're comparing Aperol Spritz to boiled peanuts that are sold for decades at every gas station in the South.
I'm not comparing them to boiled peanuts because boiled peanuts are awful. No one likes them. They put them in a tub.
What are you talking about?
They put them in an untouched tub at a gas station. Aperol Spritz you can get on the streets at a cafe in Italy like Alex Dono is doing right now. Check his Twitter. I don't see anybody at a cafe in Italy eating a handful of boiled peanut mush.
Boiled peanuts gross 7 times more than Aperol Spritz
any second of the day. They take the rotten peanuts that no one wants to eat, and they go, just boil them down to mush. Put them out there. Some idiot will buy it.
Every gas station in the Bible Belt has them.
Admit, though, I was right about the Aperol Spritz. It's having a moment. Admit it.
It's having a moment.
Thank you. Thank you. Cosmopolitan had a moment a decade ago because of Sex and the City. Aperol Spritz is having a moment right now because of Hockman.
And boiled peanuts have been around for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We don't need a moment.
So has leaded gasoline. But it's over with. Nobody cares anymore.
When's the last time you got leaded gasoline?
I bet they have them at the same gas stations that had the boiled peanuts.
That sounded wrong to me, that peanuts have been consumed for hundreds of years, like Crowder just said. You're right, though, man. Not boiled peanuts per se, but peanuts were discovered in South America thousands of years ago. evidence
you think
suggesting
it was a new discovery.
No, I'm not. I didn't say peanuts? That. I didn't say that it was a new discovery. Well, I don't know. I guess I've never thought about the history of peanuts being cultivated. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let me tell you, but this walnut thing's gonna blow your mind.
Wait till you hear about lettuce.
Hey, Hawk, have you told him about apples?
Hey, Jimmy, call the Miami New Times and just ask them if they want to reconsider and put your name in the hat.
These oranges are going to make you just
get out of here.
Rough.
You knew peanuts were discovered 7,000 years ago?
So what? Yes. Are you joking? I mean, it grows out of the ground. It's not like they're doing anything to it.
Okay. All right.
Like pizza, I would understand if you went, oh, I didn't know they had pizza 4,000 years ago. That would be surprising. They didn't have a lot of recipes. They probably had brick ovens because it was all brick. But it was like peanuts. They're growing right out of the ground.
All right.
Hey, Solana, type into Google potato. You're going to go crazy.
Brace yourself, though, because there was a big famine in Ireland.
Yeah. Which Jimmy today standing in solidarity with that, wearing his Ireland jersey.
Nice kit.
Thank you.
Jersey Tuesday.
It is.
Y'all still do that?
Every Tuesday.
I imagine Solana will stop now that he's won an award and has his name on the show.
Gracious. Yeah.
Leave that to the kids.
It's about to get ugly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
NBA draft is tomorrow, by the way. The Heat picked 20th overall. They're hosting a live draft party tomorrow at the Kaseya Center. I believe you can still get tickets on heat.com. Either way, Tobin and I will be out there live. I believe Tommy Tighe will be with us out there live tomorrow as well. We'll be live at the Kaseya Center starting at 7 o'clock.
All right.
Celtics to trade Drew Holiday to the Blazers. They got Anthony Simons and 2 second-round picks in return. And Inter-Miami will play Paris Saint-Germain Sunday in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They're into the knockout rounds. They made history yesterday with their 2-2 draw versus Palmeiras at Hard Rock Stadium.
All right.
Marlins are in action today. They're out in the West Coast. They'll play the San Francisco Giants. It's at 9:45.
How about the jumbo shrimp?
Playoffs don't start yet, though, right, Hawk?
Well, that was the first half of the season. Like, you make the playoffs if you win your division in the first half of the season when it comes to minor league baseball. I think there's still a half season to go.
They do play today. They play the Nashville Sounds.
Sounds?
The Sounds. Nashville Sounds.
They're like an ocean-going term? A sound?
That is that's like a bay. It's like an in.
Is that what it is? It's
an inshore bay.
Sorbet?
Not no damn sorbet. It's an inshore bay.
All right.
It's a Brewers affiliate, by the way.
The Nashville Sounds?
Yes.
And does Sounds refer to the bay? I'm assuming not a sound, right?
What
is there a sound in Nashville, Crowder?
Nashville's too far in to have a sound. I think that has to do with music.
Maybe it is based on country music then.
Yeah, like that's gotta be music. The sounds of Nashville. There's several different sounds.
Oh, Broadway.
Broadway
sounds, Street in Nashville. Yeah.
The Nashville Sounds refers to both the city's minor league baseball team and a specific subgenre of country music.
Man, they got that street in there. I think it's called Broadway. It is so cool to walk down and see all the live bands and every single window walking down that street. I enjoy Nashville.
Yeah, the name Sounds is a tribute to Nashville's rich musical heritage, specifically the Nashville sound in country music.
Yeah.
They look at me funny when I go and listen, but it's okay. Maybe because I like dreads.
I feel like there could be a more creative name, though, than Sounds. You know what I mean? That's like country music.
The oriented. Rhythms. The Rhythms.
Nobody can spell rhythm, so you could never name a team Rhythm.
That's a good point. I can't.
I can't.
The Banjos.
See, something like that. Nashville Banjos. Yeah. Nashville Garth.
Racists.
Nashville Racists. No, I don't think so.
Guitars?
That's right. What'd you say?
Guitars.
The guitars. The acoustic guitars. That's more country. The Nashville acoustic guitars. Nashville Hootie.
I have his phone number.
I just feel like there could be something more creative than the Sounds. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Like, you're a minor league baseball team. You can pretty much call yourself whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah.
You so can you might as well risk. Sell some hats by Nashville Morgan Wallens.
Yeah.
No offense, Crowder.
Who is that?
I'll tell you later.
I'm telling you, man. Nashville racist hats would fly off the shelf.
It is crazy. People there wear cowboy boots, cowboy hats, and it's not like, hey, we're going to Roundup. I mean, that's just how they dress. I was taken aback in Nashville.
I have not been to Broadway. All I've heard is what an unbelievable time it is.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's amazing. I wish I could think of the singers' names, but like a lot of guys down there have, I don't even know their names. I mess it up.
Merle Haggard.
Travis Tritt or Jason whatever, but there's
Jason Aldean, Kid Rock. They all have like these 2-3-story bars, restaurants. Yeah.
Yakov Smirnoff.
Jason Aldean's little restaurant bar, whatever, is amazing. Yeah. It's like you have to get on the elevator, go up to the second floor, and the second, third, and fourth floor is all his. It's stupid night. Like Nashville is one of them. Nashville and Austin are the two cities that I went to and I had to go to work. And I was like, damn, this is cool as hell.
Yeah, everybody raves about that city.
Yeah, Nashville's cool. And the beers are like $2 still. I don't know how they turn a profit. But yeah, I stumble home.
Although that team name is better than their hockey team, the Predators. What are we doing there?
Regrettable. Definitely regrettable.
Stalking.
Yeah. Hey, I'm rooting for the Nashville Groomers. Like, what?
What? The Predators, like the attacking.
I know, but now when we think of a predator, it's someone who preys on, like, that. Who's the guy on
How to Catch a Predator? Chris
Hansen.
Chris Hansen. Yeah.
He bogarted the term predator.
I'm thinking of get on the chopper now. I'm not thinking of predator. I'm thinking of like an alpha thing that's killing people.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Well, so rename them, the Nashville Hansons.
Right, because Slapshot, the movie Slapshot, they were the Hanson brothers.
Right.
It actually has a hockey tie-in.
Boom.
Send it to him.
Jimmy, call the Nashville.
Jimmy.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. It is hot in South Florida today, man. But guess what? I didn't win best meteorologist for Miami New Times. So go look up John Morales, what he has to say.
Who did win?
John
Morales.
Who won
best meteorologist? It was John Morales?
Yeah.
He's very good. Who are some of the other media awards? Do you know?
Yeah. Giselle Spinalis won best media newcomer.
How about that?
Best sportscaster, Jason Jackson from the Miami Heat.
I mean, look at us. These are all friends of the program.
Best sports reporter went to Barry Jackson.
We love Baz.
BJ, them Baz.
We get there's a bunch of here. Best Dolphins player, Heat player. If you want to go through them in the next segment, Hawk, I don't know if you're interested. Best coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better be Paul Maurice.
Best coach. Boy, if it ain't Paul Maurice, I'm going to go crazy.
Radio tease.
All right. Big awards breakdown coming up. I'm going.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I wonder why I didn't win best radio personality. You think it's just voter fatigue like Nikola Jokic?
It's possible.
I mean, I'm happy for you, no doubt. Yeah, but when I heard Miami New Times was coming out with their media awards again, I who was it? Who didn't win Eastern Conference Finals MVP?
Tyrese Halliburton. It went to Pascal Siakam.
Right. So I was kind of Tyrese Halliburton there. When you mentioned that the awards were coming out, I started to walk towards the microphone to accept the award, and then I heard that, you know, it was you, the Pascal Siakam, if you will.
Right.
And I was a little taken aback, but I understand voter fatigue certainly can come into play on something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just had a better series than you, Hawk.
Yeah, you've had a better few series than me. I'm not even lying. Alejandro Solana is the winner of this year's Miami New Times Best Radio Personality Award. That is super, super cool. And again, if you missed it, whether producing the Hawk and Crowder show on 560 QAM or working as an executive producer for the Miami Dolphins radio broadcast, Alex Solana is the quintessential showroom example of what new age fans love to see in their sports media. He earned it. We congratulate him. All right, real quick quiz here, Crowder, on some of the other award winners. I do not know who they are. He told us in the last segment, Gisele Espinales, our friend, was best, what, sports newcomer?
Yes.
Yes. And Gisele worked up through the QAM system as well.
She did?
Yeah, I work with Gisele. She's awesome.
Yeah, Gisele won best media newcomer, Gisele Espinales.
She happens to be very good.
She's
tenacious.
Amazing.
Yeah, I watched some of the parade coverage that she does. She's tenacious. She's fun.
Not only that, she can do, like, she carries her own camera sometimes. Like, she literally, you said she gets it.
Yeah.
She edits her stuff. Like, she's incredible.
Yeah, these new ages, Hawk, they trying to knock us out because they do all kind of crap, man. Y'all need to slow down.
And it's not even just by the work ethic. They literally go around our backs to our bosses and talk about how that guy's not in good shape anymore and I can do it for half the price.
I know Solana been trying to knock me out for years.
Oh, my God. Guy's doing it with a smile on his face. But I know what's going on, Solana.
Smiling faces with hidden agendas.
You know, this crowd of connections, terrible. I have wonderful Wi-Fi, Claudia.
Well, he's out there
cutting your wires. If you look through Solana's bedroom, you're going to find an Xfinity uniform, red hat, van. I got quiz us real quick here because we're going to run out of time on some of these New Times awards.
Best college football player. Easy.
Cam Ward.
Cam. Yeah.
Yeah. Keon Jenkins from FIU snubbed, obviously. Best Florida Panthers player.
Bob.
I'm going to go. Wow. Wow. Best Florida
season
Panthers.
Season
or like. Figure out. Well, I'm trying to figure out when they would have done the voting on this.
Right. Right. This is it. This wasn't decided
and
upon
it's not,
this week.
I don't think there's a George Richards type on the Miami New Times staff. No. I'm going to go Matthew Kachuk.
You said it. You have a great quarterback. You can win. You have a great goalie. You can win. It is Bobrovsky.
I'm going to say Kachuk.
Sergei Bobrovsky. Point to Crowder. Yeah,
come on, man. Right.
Best Inter-Miami CF player.
I mean, if it's not Leo Messi, then they're just being cutesy.
Calendar.
It goes to none other than the greatest number nine of our generation.
Are you kidding me?
El Pistolero, Luis Suarez. Let's go, baby.
Who voted for that? Daniel Solana?
I need to see this.
That's
judge.
Just cutesy by the New Times. Again, yes. Though, one of the reasons I probably didn't win Best Radio Personality, voter fatigue. Same thing happened to Messi. Yeah. Same thing happened to me. Same thing happened to Jokic.
Who would have thought two Uruguayans on the Miami New Times?
Wow.
That's tough. Yeah. Miami list. Let's go, baby.
You're from Uruguay?
I
best
see
Dolphins
play. I want to see who's voting on these. This happened at like the Uruguayan consulate.
Best Dolphin player.
Is that what it is?
Calais Campbell.
Man, I feel like they don't have, though, you know, David Fiorones working there. I'm going to say, can I say Tua after last season, though?
Can't be Tua.
Yikes. Calais Campbell is the correct answer. I don't know if they got that, though. I'm going to say Tua.
No members of the Aiken Bros fan club, by the way. Miami New Times. Devon Achan.
He had his worst season ever.
Ever.
Devon Achan.
I think he's had two seasons.
Said he rushed for 900 plus yards in 2024, more than 500 yards receiving. Tack on a combined 12 touchdowns. You have a player that Finns fans aren't only excited about, but all the fantasy football fans covet.
All right. I mean, diminishes your award a little bit because I'm not so certain that this was correct, but I'm happy for you and proud of you.
Covet Solana.
Best Miami Heat player?
Tyler, first All-Star. Tyler, first All-Star appearance.
You're right, Tyler. Yeah.
Yeah, Boy Wonder. Boy Wonder gets a nod.
Yeah.
Baby goat.
Best Miami Marlins player.
Hawk, I'm going to punch you right
if it's not
square
Matt
in your
Mervis,
damn nose.
This whole publication is anti-Semitic.
Xavier.
Matt Mervis.
What's his last name, Crowder?
My man, Xavier. Lee
in his phone.
Hitter.
I know that's coming next. Xavier Edwards. No, it's got to be
Xavier Edwards.
Kyle Stowers, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, Stowers. He's probably the biggest or best numbers on the team.
Griffin Conine.
Yuri Perez.
Best Miami Marlins player, Jesus Sanchez.
Who?
Who is that? Do I know him?
Jesus? Is his name spelled Jesus?
Jesus Sanchez. Yeah, Jesus Sanchez.
They cheat when they make your name Jesus.
Right. Yeah, people, how do you not vote for Jesus?
I can't
do
that. Yeah.
Best coach? This was a tease.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be Paul Maurice.
If it's not Paul Maurice, your award doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Solana.
Better be Paul Maurice.
Paul Maurice.
Right. Okay.
Best team owner.
Well, I'll go Vinny Viola.
Yeah, Viola.
Vincent
no,
Viola.
No, but it's Viola. I was going to say, because Stephen Ross still spends money now. Just because Chris Greer is
it.
Doing
no
garbage.
No one cares until you put up a playoff win at least.
And to wrap this up, I'll just tell you, best sports podcasters went to Wes Goldberg and David Ramil. They do the Locked on Heat podcast.
Nano got snubbed.
He did. And the
Locked
Pivot.
On Canes.
Crowder did too, the Pivot.
Well, that's not a local podcast, though.
True. Best sports sideline reporter went to Jeremy Taché with FanDuel Sports Network Sun. Best sports team social media account went to the Miami Heat. And best TV sports anchor.
Ooh, best TV sports anchor. I'm going Can't to be. Say
Manso.
Uno.
Nope.
Neither one of those?
Neither one of them.
Hmm.
The winner, I'll tell you.
Josh
Moser. That little dude that wears makeup.
Josh Moser.
Josh Moser's a good looking dude, man.
Go yeah, no, with the make, that's the makeup guy. Yeah, I like him.
They all wear makeup.
Oh.
I wear makeup when I go on CBS on Sundays.
It doesn't work. Trust me.
Hey, try a different foundation.
Man, you need some Fenty. You got to upgrade.
What level rouge are you using? Who won best sports?
You using
comes on our show all the time. Come on, this is easy.
Clay,
yeah, Clay Ferreiro.
Clay,
yeah,
nice. That's awesome. Yeah, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Clay's good, bro. We were half the awards are part of this show.
I mean, look at what's going on here.
Come on, man. I don't want to scratch my own back or whatever that phrase is, but damn.
There you go. Miami Heat time.
Well, that's exciting. Good job. Good job by really everybody, all our friends. Good job by Giselle, Clay Ferreiro, Jeremy Taché.
When I go on TV, yeah, of course.
Like just the powder to stop the shine, or you really wear makeup because you look the same. Like when you join from home,
you put makeup on when you join from home.
Nah, not typically, but when I go in studio, Valentina, a little lip gloss, little eyeliner,
a couple of fillers.
Yeah. By the way, Josh Moser texted me, "No, it's real," he said.
All right, we went very long there, but listen, when you have an award winner in your midst, you keep them on as long as you can. So 4 o'clock hour's coming up. It's going to start a little bit late, but 4 o'clock hour's coming up, so don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry, you're not, but I know McDonald's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.